This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You have to excuse me if I smack my lips. I literally just finished my post-workout meal right before the music started to roll. Okay. It became evident to me that today's discussion was really important because of the wonderful emails and messages I've gotten from the Superhuman Nation about my upcoming hamstring surgery, sharing with me many of the trials, tribulations, and obstacles that many of you are going through right now. And I thought, you know, this is a subject that we just don't talk about often enough because somebody out there is usually going through something. And I thought, who better to address this than a person who not only has a perspective of what's going on today, but what went on yesteryear, and that is the keeper of the flame of physical culture, none other than Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great.
And you know I'm great too, Brooks, even though I'm going through my own things.
Normally I say, you know, Carl, I'm great. How are you, or how are you doing? And I didn't, because I know what the answer is. The answer is you're doing great, but you're working through some serious stuff.
Yeah. And you know, I guess I don't know if I look at it differently than other people or let me give you, for instance, I got a wonderful email from Maxine Legere. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. After a comment I made during an interview that I did with Rob Regish, where I used the analogy of training is to me what food is to the average person. And I said, look, I'm going to work around this injury. I haven't started training my right leg yet because I'm waiting to post surgery because I don't want to do anything that complicates the left leg right now.
Sure.
But I'm training upper body 3 and 4 days a week and I'm growing like a little weed again. And I said during that interview, I said, look, if you go to the dentist and he just works on the right side of your mouth and you go home and the right side of your mouth is in pain and you can't chew on it, you don't give up eating because you like to chew on the right side of your mouth. You learn to chew with the left side of your mouth because you can't. Giving up food is not an option. And I feel the same way about training. So I injured myself. I will go for surgery, I will recover, and I will do all the things that I did before I injured myself. This injury was a freak accident. It wasn't because I was pushing too hard. You know, some people, why do you keep insisting on lifting so heavy? Because it's intoxicating, it's addictive, it makes me feel good, and I can do the work, and I want to maintain that level of strength until I can't maintain it any longer, not because of an injury. So to me, training is as important as breathing and as important as eating. So you find ways to work around. And I got this beautiful email from Maxine and emails from other people with similar sentiments saying, I am going through things too. I'm so glad you said that because it gave me a different perspective. I said, we have to do a show about this. So here we are. When you've had injuries, Brooks, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
What was the worst injury you ever suffered?
Well, going back to my high school wrestling days, I was just nuts about wrestling in high school. I mean, wrestling was my life, and I spent hours every day on a wrestling mat, literally, all through high school. I went to two different high schools, top-notch programs. You know, I had a Illinois State and junior national champion on the team when I was in Illinois, and I was a state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling in Illinois. Went to a top-notch school in Ohio. We were the sectional champion. And, you know, so they're really, really high-caliber wrestling programs. Illinois and Ohio, both very high-caliber wrestling states. So this was serious stuff. And I really, really worked hard at that. And that was everything. And my senior year, I'd been doing a lot of training on Nautilus machines. And people who've heard who've heard me on other episodes of Superhuman Radio know that I am not a fan
the
of
pullover
machine.
The pullover, specifically.
Yeah, the Nautilus pullover machine busted up my shoulders, and the end result was that here I am, senior in high school. You know, my whole life has been about wrestling, and my goal is to win the Ohio State Wrestling Championship that winter. And about three quarters of the way through the season, my shoulder is so badly injured that it starts to slip partially out of joint. Okay.
So did this happen actually in training, or did this happen on a game? I'm sorry if you said that and I missed it.
It would happen in training, and it started to happen, a lot, and of course caused just excruciating pain and almost an inability to use the arm. And then what happened, I was in a match which was the qualifying match to go to the state tournament. And if I won this match, I was going to be in the state tournament. If I lost, the other guy was going and I was staying home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is like, your whole career is coming down to this. And for me, that was like 4 or 5 years, beginning in junior high school, really 5 or 6 years, of my life, and my focus had been to go to the state tournament and win the state tournament. And so I'm in a match against an extremely good kid who was very strong, very powerful, very explosive, and injured a lot of his opponents just because he was so fast and so strong. He shot in, trying to get my leg, do a single leg takedown. I sweep my arm down to block it. He hits my shoulder, and the thing goes bang right into that partially out of joint position, whatever it was. And you're going to get emails, and people are going to say, what's he talking about, that he was partially out of the joint or partially this or partially that. Never got a real diagnosis. It was not a dislocation. It was not a separation, but it was something where it just seemed to slip out of joint. I don't know if it was a rotator or what. And remember, I'm going back 40 years, and so they didn't have the type of advancement, advanced sports medicine that we have now. So I never got a good diagnosis on this, but bottom line was, all of a sudden, my arm was in, I was in agony. My arm was just, like it was on fire, my shoulder and arm, and I could not use my right arm. And that was within the first 15 seconds of a 6-minute wrestling match. What I had to do was wrestle the match one-handed.
Really?
And, yeah. Well, protecting my right arm, because if he started pulling or yanking on it, I wasn't going to be able to continue. So I had to immediately adjust, my stance. Instead of facing with the right side and leading with the right hand, I had to switch my feet, lead with the left hand. And interestingly, my wrestling coach in Illinois, who was a great, great wrestling coach, Skip Dunn, he would teach us to wrestle left-handed.
But for just such an occasion where maybe you got injured during a match, and you had to finish the match with an uncommon position.
Well, it was that, but the other thing was everyone's used to wrestling a
right-handed guy, right? Yeah,
so they didn't, you know, they didn't practice their moves as much against lefties. You know, it's like a boxer. You know, if you,
yeah,
if you, the
if
first
you could,
time,
if you, you know, could switch up to be southpaw, you could really surprise a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, you know, so I move into my left, my left-handed stance, but, you know, remember, I'm working one-handed, and I wrestled the whole way through. Hung in with the kid, but he was winning. And in the third period, he was on top of me, riding me, and I had to get away. He was ahead by 2 points, which meant if I just escaped, that's 1 point. That's not enough. I would have to escape and take him down, or I would have to reverse him. And there's something called leg wrestling or guillotine wrestling now.
Mm-hmm.
Great finding. And long story short, I was able to wrap my legs around his from the bottom and suddenly swung my hips, rolled over, flipped him over, flipped him onto his back, just using my legs wrapped around his. And I held him down, and to finish the move, I was supposed to grab his head or his arm with my right hand. I didn't have strength to use the right hand. I couldn't use the hand or the arm. So I just lay my right shoulder on top of him and tried to hold him down to get a count from the referee, either pin him or get near fall points.
Right.
And you can just picture this. You know, I'm doing the move with my legs and my shoulder, not my arm. And he's, you know, fighting to get away, and every time he tries to wiggle away, I kind of hop up and, you know, slam my shoulder down into him again. And I won the match. And I went to the state tournament, and the way the state tournament went, I didn't win. I won a state wrestling championship 2 years earlier in Greco-Roman style wrestling. But I didn't win the state championship this time. But I took third. And in the final match, my final high school match, the other kid almost got away, and if he had, he would have tied the match and probably won in overtime because, once again, guess what? My shoulder was out of joint. I actually grabbed his foot with my bad arm, my right arm, and hung on for 13 seconds while he was standing there kicking like heck trying to break free. And you can just imagine complete pain and agony. I know it was 13 seconds because the cheerleaders were by the side of the mat, and one of them very intelligently yelled, 13 seconds, hang on.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah, longest 13 seconds of my life. After that, I could not use my right arm in a normal fashion for about 2 or 3 years.
Okay, we're going long here. We have to take a break. Here's what I want you to do. Hold on to this for a moment, the momentum of this, because I know where you're going with this.
Sure.
So when we come back, I want to talk about what you did. Did you give up wrestling completely? Did you find other ways to get things done? Because this is where the story really gets important. We're talking with Brooks Kubik today. We're talking about the mentality of overcoming obstacles. I'm going to tell you something. The body has to heal. There's no doubt about it. But the body's ability to heal and your ability to overcome obstacles starts in that big lump that's sitting on your shoulders. And if you believe that your career or your goals are over, then you will manifest that reality. And if you believe that there is still a future for you and you are not done with, then you will manifest that reality. We're going to talk more about that when we come back with Brooks Kubik.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So Brooks Kubik is faced with ending a promising career as a Greco-Roman wrestler very early on in his life because of an injury. Do you start to wallow in your sorrow, Brooks? Do you start to give in to, that's it for me, I'm done with? Did you give into it a little bit? And then if so, what changed you around? How did it play out after that?
Well, saw a doctor, explored various options, surgery, whatever. They really couldn't suggest anything. There was nothing to do. And so, I had a number of scholarships to different universities, colleges for wrestling. I turned them down, and the reason was I didn't think my shoulder would hold up for 4 years of college wrestling. So, you know, the story is not one of overcoming adversity and going on and wrestling in college or after. You know, it was saying, you know what, that door unfortunately is closed. But I put my energy into other things. I went to college. I studied like heck. I had three majors, 4.0 grade average, and ended up from that going to law school and, good career in law school and good career as an attorney. So one door closed, but others opened. In the physical realm, well, you know, I didn't think that I could wrestle at a really high level anymore, but there were other things I could do. And so I trained, eventually over time the shoulder healed. Obviously I did a lot of, a lot of work to strengthen the shoulder and to really try to build it up so that there would not be a reoccurrence of that problem. And eventually I got to the point in my 30s, I was able to enter, powerlifting and bench press competitions, and I won 5 national championships in the bench press, in the submasters age group. So, in high school.
So, in this particular scenario, you had to make a hard decision, mm-hmm. and you had to disciplines. Basically,
I had to switch disciplines. The one door closed. I couldn't do it anymore. And remember, this was like, that was my life. I cannot tell you how devastating it was not to be able to continue wrestling because I'd put so much of my focus, my energy into it. But I had to switch, and I did.
Well, and I think the other thing that needs to be discussed is this. You know, many of us place our identity in some of this stuff. Like for me, being strong is part of my identity. Mm-hmm. It's part of my core competencies, if you will. And the idea that I would never squat heavy or deadlift heavy again is not something that I am ready to wrap my mind around and just say, okay, that's the deal. Mm-hmm. The story that I keep talking about recently is, Tiny Meeker tore his pec, a very, very bad pec tear, equivalent to my hamstring tear. And came back and benched 1,100 pounds, never thinking he would ever bench press again. I guess what you need to recognize when you are faced with these kind of obstacles, and it doesn't have to be about physical effects either. It can be work-related issues, career-related issues, school-related issues. When you are faced with these obstacles, most often than not, it's not so much that you don't think you can overcome the obstacle. It's that when you think about the amount of work that's going to have to go in to overcoming the obstacle, you feel overwhelmed. Like, oh my God, it's going to be months before I can do this again. In my case, it'll be 4 or 5 months before I can really train my legs to any extent. And then I'm going to have to regain my strength in my legs. So it's probably going to be a good calendar year before I can squat heavy and deadlift heavy again. And so, yes, you're right. That is an overwhelming truth to face when you love doing something and you identify, and it's part of your identity as well. However, the other option is not acceptable. Well, I just won't train. You know what? I could opt to not go for surgery, believe it or not. I could live the rest of my life with these two muscles balled up in my hamstring. Quite frankly, my hamstring on my left side looks really great because all of a sudden I've got this really big, thick muscle belly. But I know it's not a muscle belly. It's the results of two of the hamstring muscles experiencing 6 centimeters of retraction and they're just sitting in there in between the other muscles.
Got a baseball biceps in the hamstring.
There you go. Exactly. And so, I could say, well, my days for squatting and deadlifting are over. And quite frankly, I could say that even after surgery, because there's a lot of people who are going to say to me, look, you get this thing fixed. You better not do this to yourself again. And I'm not going to do it to myself again. But the reality is, it's not an option to just say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I am going to do it again. And I am going to do everything right. And it is an overwhelming task. And it's mind boggling that I won't be able to train heavy legs for possibly a year. But you know what? In 2 years, I will be able to. And in 2 years, I'm still going to be here. And in 2 years, I'm going to still have these desires. And in 2 years, I'm still going to identify with strength. And so I think the first step, in my humble opinion, is in overcoming obstacles is to make peace with the fact that this is the process that I must endeavor in order to go forward. And this is what I must do, because if I don't, whatever the obstacle is, let's say it takes a year, 2 years to overcome, 3 years to overcome. 3 years from now, you are going to be 3 years up the road. And if you don't do the hard work for the next 3 years, you're going to be three years up the road going, man, I wish I would have put the boy, this 3 years went by fast. I wish I would have put the effort in to do what I needed to do now. And you're going to be sitting looking up at that 3 year stint forward again.
Well, I have received so many emails over the years from older trainees who got back into it, sometimes after very long periods of time laying off, and they were embarrassed by the light weights they were using. You know, sometimes empty bar for squats or deadlifts. Sometimes, you know, older lifter, I'm too sore and stiff and tight, I can't even do a squat with an empty bar. And I, you know, I used to be able to do 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 500, whatever. And now I can't even do an empty bar. Good Lord. I feel so old. I feel so weak. But they stick with it. And very slowly, gradually, progressively, methodically, persistently, tenaciously, over time, they add weight, they add reps. And eventually, here they are 1, 2, 3 years later, and they're doing as well as they've ever done in their life, or they're doing enormously well for their age. You know, they're 60 or 70 and they're doing 300 for 20 reps or whatever. You know, and the point is, they did exactly what you said, Carl. They didn't say, gosh, it's going to take a year. Gosh, it's going to take 2 years. They just started to do the work, and the time passed, and because they'd been doing the work, they had a great result. So,
have you ever had a car break down and or run out of gas in your life?
Everyone has.
Okay. Have you ever had a car break down and or run out of gas, perhaps on a highway or a freeway, at a time of night that it was just not realistic to call a friend or loved one to come and pick you up, and you did not have AAA, and you knew that you were within the distance, a reasonable distance, that you could walk home, but it would take you an hour?
I have.
Okay. So you sit there for a second on your car, banging on the hood and going, man, I hate this, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you make up your mind and you start walking. Mm-hmm. And you walk and you fill your time with thoughts. At first, your thoughts are angry thoughts because you're pissed off that your car broke down or you were stupid enough to let your car run out of gas. And then you're feeling sorry for yourself because you work so damn hard and no one's awake to come and give you a ride. And then somewhere midway through the trip, you can tell this has happened to me more than once, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere midway on the trip, you let go of all that pain and anger and frustration and sorrow and sadness. And all of a sudden you go, wow, check that out. And you see something that takes your attention. And then you start thinking about other things. And all of a sudden the time goes really fast. And before you know it, you're walking up to your door. You put the key in your door. You walk in and you go, I'll just deal with that tomorrow. And you go to bed. The point I'm trying to make is sleeping in your car is not an option. Not going home is not an option. Crying like a baby is not an option. All those other things are just not viable options. I mean, you could do it, but you know that you have too much integrity. You have too much drive. You've built too much equity in being who you are to just go, I guess I just have to stay here until daylight and I can get somebody to come and give me a run. No, you suck it up and you walk home. And that's the same thing that happens when you hit obstacles. You suck it up and you move past it. And you don't complain about it and you don't talk to your friends about it. You don't whine about it. You don't cry about it. You're not looking for a medal, because you know what the medal is? The medal is getting to the end of the journey and getting back what you thought you were going to lose. That's the medal. That's not only the medal with a D, but that's the medal with a T, because that builds your medal. That makes you a stronger person in every endeavor in your life. When you know what? I've said to my children, I have stood at the edge of the abyss numerous times and it has never gotten me to fall in. Okay? It's your choice to fall in. You make a decision to fall in. It doesn't pull you in. It's just a hole. It's just standing there. You have to make a decision to lean too far over and fall in.
You know what Nietzsche said? You look into the abyss looks back. But you're exactly right. You can't feel sorry for yourself, no matter what the circumstances. You have to take action. And you take that first step, and then you take the second step, then you take the third step, whatever. And you just put those steps together. Don't worry about how long it's going to take, how long the journey is going to be. Just start moving. Start those steps. That's what counts.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to roll this, when we come back, into another discussion. I want to stay with this just for a little while longer, but I want to roll it into another discussion that we had on Tuesday on the show, where someone asked, how do you know if you've reached your genetic potential? And I had some very strong opinions. I want to run them by you to see what you think. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. For those of you who are listening to Brooks for the first time, you can garner a lot of his wisdom by going to his website, brookskubik.com. Great books, fantastic blog. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey
way to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. The discussion is overcoming obstacles. There's no mystery to it, quite frankly. It starts in your brain. It starts in your head. You make a decision, and you move forward. And your direction changes from time to time. You know, you're moving forward in a path. You find out there's a better path. You take that path and so on. But moving forward is the essential impetus. And
well,
the other thing,
Carl, is there are different paths, but you know, if you're looking at things the way we look at things, if you're looking at things the way the listeners look at them, you know, your goal is to make super progress in many different areas of your life. In many different areas of physical endeavor. And maybe you're focusing on one and something happens where that goes off track for a while for whatever reason. And you say, okay, you know what? Maybe I can't do that ever again, or maybe I can't do that right now. Maybe I can't do that for a year, but here's everything else that I can do, and you push yourself into that. That's the, you know, the one door closes, the other opens. It's just like you focusing on the upper body work right now.
You know, my upper body has been sorely ignored for over a decade because I tend to be a posterior dominant athlete. And that's why I like to squat and I like to deadlift because I'm super strong in those moves. And so I like to do those things. I am not a super strong bench presser. I don't have a super strong chest. And as a result of that, I've ignored it, right? I don't have upper arms that one of salient characteristics of a bodybuilder or a bodybuilder type is well-developed upper arms. And it's something that I have ignored. And quite frankly, now all of a sudden the focus has changed. I've got all this extra energy because I'm not training legs and back, which used to deplete me during a week. And I'm going in and I'm hitting my chest, shoulders, back up and arms, with great intensity 3 and 4 days a week now. And holy mackerel. And it's only been a couple, 3 weeks. And it's like, holy mackerel. I can't believe the results I'm seeing. I can't imagine what 5 months is going to look like. So you shift your emphasis for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. But you still move forward and you don't give up. And that is the critical thing, which rolls us into another discussion, quite frankly, very conveniently, because it has some of the same markings as what we've been discussing about overcoming obstacles. So someone submitted a question. I'm sorry for not knowing because I wasn't prepared earlier to pull this up. To Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour saying, you know, how do you know when you've reached your genetic potential? Are there any indicators? And, you know, how do I know if a 500-pound squat is my genetic potential or a 300-pound bench press? And Rob gave a very, very good answer. And at the end of his answer, I said, you know, I want to chime in here. And I said, I think I can say with complete sincerity and accuracy that 99.9% of the people in this world who endeavor some sort of physical discipline never reach their genetic potential unless they are so narrowly focused that that is all that they do, and they sleep and eat to do that. They have very little social life. They have very little family life. They are not dating. They don't watch television. They don't have a favorite TV show. When, you know, I think what speaks to this was that commercial at the last Olympics that they used to run, where they had a point of view video, one on a bicycle. You know, these were done with helmet cameras and stuff. Another one pole vaulting. And while you were watching this action, this person flying through the air, or this person riding their bike, you know, speeding along a busy highway, they were saying things like this in the background: "I haven't had dessert in 3 years. I haven't watched television in a year and a half. I haven't gone out with my friends in 4 years." And then you think, my God, the dedication it takes to be an Olympic athlete. That is the dedication it takes to squeeze every morsel out of the toothpaste tube of genetic potential. And the truth of the matter is, none of us, not me, not Brooks, none of us have ever really given it all of that. So this notion of how do I know I've reached my genetic potential, I can pretty much say, without knowing much about you, that you haven't. What would you say to that comment?
Well, I would agree with that, but the you know, there are some other things to think about here, and one is that in order to achieve a very high level of performance in any physical activity, any physical endeavor, and I'm going to use examples from lifting because that's what I'm most familiar with.
Right.
Okay. But first of all, you have to set a really high goal for yourself. If you don't, you will never achieve your, quote, genetic potential. You'll never come close. And the reason is you've set your sights too low. Okay. So, for example, when I was a kid, I was reading Iron Man magazine, and there was an advertisement in the back of Iron Man for a bench press course by a guy called Big Bill Anton, who was the 13th man in the history of the world to bench press 400 pounds.
Really? Okay? Just 400 pounds?
Okay. And this ad had been running in Iron Man since the 50s, I think. I know since the 60s. And I eventually ended up with a copy of that course. Wonderful little 2-3-4 page, you know, mimeographed course. Just awesome. But point is, I saw that and I thought, wow, the 13th man in the history of the world to bench press 400 pounds. Wow. That's what I want to do. I want to bench press 400.
I want to be number 14.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, was he really the 13th? Gosh, I don't know, but that's what was in the ad. And that caught my eye when I was young and impressionable. And, you know, I was benching like, you know, under 100 pounds. And,
right.
You know, and I weighed under 100 pounds. And I thought, you know, 400 pounds, that's what I want to do. Okay. So I always had it in my head that I wanted to bench press 400 pounds. And that was something that I set as a goal and worked and worked and worked. And finally, in my 30s, after after I really learned how to train effectively, which I certainly didn't know how to do when I was younger, I benched, you know, I did bench 400, and I did it in competition, which is where it counts. And some of the things that I did, you know, I set that as a goal for myself, and it was, you know, it was a record in both of the powerlifting organizations that I lifted in for submasters. I remember, this is a long time ago, so, you know, I know everybody's bench pressing 5,000 pounds nowadays, or at least they say they are, but,
right.
You know, we're going back 20 years when I was competing. And, you know, so these were, you know, these were lifts that were really high caliber. And I'll tell you what, I focused on that. I wrote 400 pounds on note cards. I put them around where I would look at them all the time. Had one taped to the dashboard of the car. I had one on my desk at work.
Dated a 400-pound girl?
No.
No, okay.
No, you're really trying to get me in trouble now, aren't you? Man, oh man. Put that 400 on the mirror. So every morning when I shaved, I looked at it. But I mean, I was just obsessed with that. And what you will find if you set a really high goal, whatever it is, and work towards that goal, you will achieve that goal, and if it's a really high goal, if it's a truly high goal, you may get a bit beyond it, but probably you won't end up too much past it. My top bench in competition was 407 pounds. I eventually got up to a 435 or 440 bench press, which I did in my basement, start in a power rack with the bar starting at the chest. Mm-hmm. Set on the pins.
Oh wow! So you benched that like out of the pin, off the pins, then, in other words.
Yeah, benched off the pins, and the pins were set so low that the bar was touching the chest.
Right.
Used a 3-inch bar, thick handled barbell, three inch diameter bar, and as I said, I got either 435 or 440 with no bench shirt, even though I had used a bench shirt when I was in competition. So I always thought that was probably the strongest bench pressing strength I ever exhibited was that lift, which I made at age 34, 35, 36, something like that. And that was a bit better than the 400-pound goal that I had set for myself, but not enormously better. Now, here's the critical point. If Big Bill Anton had said, I was the 13th man in the history of the world to bench press 500 pounds, and I read that when I was a kid, guess what my goal would have been? 500.
Right.
And here's the interesting thing. With my body, my genetics, everything I got from my mom and dad and my grandpa and grandma and the whole line of cubics going back way into the distant past, if I had believed that 500 pounds was possible, was realistic, was doable, that I could do it, that Big Bill Anton had done it, and by gosh, so had 12 other guys before him, and by gosh, I was going to do it too, because that's what I believed about 400 pounds. If I had believed that about 500, would I have been able to bench press 500 pounds?
And see, this is the funny thing. While you were telling the story, I was thinking to myself, back in the day, if somebody believed, while everybody was chasing 400 pounds, if somebody believed 800 pounds was possible and chased that, would they have gotten it in the same era? Because when you look at what you cannot ignore the fact that humans keep pushing this quote unquote genetic potential. Once somebody breaks the record. So, in other words, you got a guy who, you know, who was it? Tommy Kono that first benched 800 pounds?
No.
No. Do you remember who it was?
800? I don't remember. Ted Arcidi was the first who did 700.
So once he did 700, people were like, oh, I bet I could do 700. And then once somebody does 800, then it's, oh, because look at this. It's not that humans are getting stronger. No doubt we're getting smarter about training and nutrition, but it's what we believe that we can achieve that drives us. Look at the 1,200-pound squatters, and now they're chasing what, 1,500 pounds? I mean, it just goes up and up and up, and it's not because humans are getting stronger. It's because humans believe that if somebody has done it, that they can do it too. So if you understand this, and this plays to injuries, right? I got people telling me, well, you know, you'll never be able to squat and deadlift like you did before, even with this repair. I don't believe them. I don't believe them. I really don't. It's not like I'm saying that to like, I don't believe that. I believe that if Dr. Seeds took x-rays of my hips, I should put them up, by the way, on Facebook. And he couldn't believe how the bone structure of my body, the architecture of my body, the bone, the hip bones have upgraded. not only in thickness, but first of all, my hip joints look unbelievable. There's so much space between the head and the socket that you would think that a guy who squats and deadlifts like me, I would be wearing that stuff out. They look like they're beautiful, big. He goes, wow, your hips look fantastic. That is counterintuitive to the general community who thinks, oh, you're going to wear, like even Dr. Crystal says, stop lifting like that, Carl. You're going to wear your joints out. Guess what? My joints are getting bigger and thicker. The meniscus is getting thicker. Okay, so I have developed these things called osteocalcites, which are like stalactites and stalagmites to the skeleton. Mm-hmm. The insertions and originations of the muscle tendons in my hamstrings and my quads and everything, where they connect to the skeletal system has been upgraded. The skeletal system has actually created these calcifications around these tendons and ligaments to hold them tighter from years of demanding this kind of workload. So when we see other people in the population whose skeletal systems are eroding and they're getting osteoporosis and their bones are thinning, those of us in the superhuman nation, our skeletal systems are increasing in thickness and they're upgrading. They're like going, wait a minute, we got to hold on to these muscles tighter because this guy really or this gal really lifts heavy. So the notion that other people apply logic to, which is the general population, like, oh, you never come back really well from a surgery like this, to our community, it's totally different because our bodies respond differently. I can't believe how long we've gone here. I'm so sorry about this. I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to come back and talk more about genetic potential because you said something just now that I said also during, the discussion with Rob Regish. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. When we come back, we're going to talk more about your genetic potential. And this is going to fold back into overcoming obstacles, believe it or not, because they both have a lot of similarities. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so something that you said earlier, Brooks, that really rang true for me when we discussed this on Tuesday was you're not going to be able to reach your genetic potential is a destination. Okay? You can't reach a destination unless you know what destination you're heading to, right? You don't get in your car and just start driving aimlessly and go, well, I'll see where I end up in 4 or 5 days. You go, I'm driving to California. You got to make a goal of it. You got to say, okay, in 2 years, I want to be able to bench press 500 pounds. In 5 years, whatever it is. And you go there. And once you get there, then you choose a new destination. Or you decide, I don't care about any other destination. I'm happy where I am. But you gotta make a goal of it. You can't just go, well, I've trained for 15 years and I think I've reached my genetic potential. Well, what did you set out to accomplish in that 15 years? Did you set out to accomplish, a 500 pound bench press, an 800 pound squat, or did you just aimlessly drive in circles?
Well, yeah, and most people aimlessly drive in circles. A goal is the most powerful tool in your training arsenal. It's the single most powerful thing that you have going. But it's got to be the right goal. It cannot be someone else's goal. It can't be what your buddy is doing or what your training partner is interested in. It has to be something that speaks to you, that sets a fire. You have to wrap your brain, your heart, your soul. Everything has to be wrapped around that. That's how meaningful it has to be. And it has to be challenging and demanding. You set that and you work towards it, and that's when the magic happens. But you've got to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, don't go to the gym and just go in circles. Don't go to the gym and do a bunch of different stuff and try this and try that and do this for a while and then do that and try this routine and then try that routine and, do this for 2 weeks and then do that for a month and all that. Go to the gym and focus on a single goal for a period of years. And then let's talk about whether you've achieved your genetic potential or not.
Right.
If you still want to have the conversation. To me, this whole question of have I achieved my genetic potential, it's like, I don't know. And I don't care. What goals have you achieved?
Yeah.
Genetic potential means nothing. There are people walking around with the most incredible genetic potential imaginable, not only for weightlifting, powerlifting, strongman, bodybuilding, other sports, but anything under the sun. And you know what? We've never heard of them. They're never going to achieve anything, never will achieve anything. You know why? They don't even try.
They never tried.
Or if they do, they don't put in the time and they don't put in the effort.
Now, I want to say something on the flip side of that. If you're one of these people who's been saying, I'm gonna bench press 500 pounds, or I'm gonna be a bodybuilder, I'm gonna get up on stage someday, and it's never happened because you haven't done the hard work, then make peace with the fact that you don't want it bad enough and stop talking about it. And look for something that you do want bad enough. Don't get sidetracked on a destination that you really don't want to arrive at because you won't arrive at it. So if you're one of these people who says, man, I'd like to bench press 400 pounds, but you've never spent any length of time, and I'm talking about years, training with that goal in mind. You just go into the gym and you meander, and some weeks you try harder than others, and you go, man, I'll never be able to bench. Stop asking for that. You don't really want it bad enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the vast majority of people don't want it bad enough. And as a result, they don't put in the work, they don't put in the time. And what bothers me is people who just kind of play at the whole thing. And then 20 years later, they use the genetic limitations excuse. You know? And that's a fairly common thing.
I just didn't have the genetics for it. Nonsense.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, wait a minute. You know, I understand that not everyone in the world has the genetics to play pro basketball or pro football or win an Olympic gold medal.
I don't know about that.
Fill in the blank.
I just think of guys like Muggsy Malone. I mean, you think anybody looked at Muggsy and said, yeah, you got the genetics to play basketball, man. I mean, the guy is 5 foot tall. Okay, he learned to jump. He taught himself to jump. He taught himself to tower over other people by jumping. He taught himself to use his small stature as an advantage instead of a disadvantage. But he doesn't have the genetic potential to be a basketball player by any means.
Well, I would argue that he's an outlier.
Okay.
But, you know, the point is, there are some people who have genetic potential for a very high level of performance in, you know, pro basketball, pro football, boxing, bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, whatever, okay? And at the level that competition is at right now, you know, basically it's the people with the super genetic potential who have all the training in the world, you know, all the coaching, and the genetic potential. And those, you know, they're the ones who are winning the Olympic gold medals, and they're the ones who are, you know, winning the top bodybuilding contests or powerlifting or whatever. It's very hard to self-train and go from the garage or the local gym to world class. Okay?
Right.
And it's extra hard to do if you are of average genetic potential. So I get it that genetic potential is a huge advantage if you're talking about the elite of the elite of the elite. But most people use genetic potential to argue for relatively mediocre performances.
Yeah.
And to use as an excuse for never really having pushed things to the next level. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh. And again, you know, I emphasize, I understand not everyone can win an Olympic gold medal. Not everyone can be Mr. Olympia. That's not my point. My point is, don't worry about what your genetic potential is. Set a goal and work like heck to achieve that goal. And you will astonish yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what your genetic potential is prospectively. You
Right.
only know in retrospect that, you know, at a minimum, you had the genetic potential to squat 400 pounds or 500 or 600. How do we know that? Because you did it. Does that mean that that's the most you could do? You could do 600 pounds in the squat, but not 605? Yeah, probably not. You probably could have done 605 or 625 or 650 or 700 or who knows what. But we do know that you did 600. And yet, that 600-pound squatter probably started out struggling to lift 100 pounds.
Right.
And anyone would have looked and said, kid's got no potential. You know, be a tennis player. Sorry, I know we have tennis players listening who are going to be offended by that, but I'm just using that as a simple...
Right, just choose a different sport that doesn't require this level.
Choose a different sport, yeah. You know, but you got to try, and you got to make it not just an effort, but a really serious effort. And when you do, you will astonish yourself, and you'll astonish everyone else, particularly if you're surrounded, as many of us are, by the people who like to say, can't do it.
And you know what? Let them drive you. Get, you know what? Anger is very valuable when used properly. Allow those people who tell you no, you can't do it to help drive you. Imagine yourself like doing it in their face and they're looking at you and they're going, oh my God, I can't believe that you just did that. And then you get off the platform or you walk off the stage or you come in from the test and you go, you said I couldn't do it and I did it. Let them drive you. We have to take one last commercial break. When we come back, Brooks, I want to fold this back into, the whole overcoming obstacles discussion that we had a minute ago.
Sure.
We're talking with Brooks Cubic. His website is BrooksCubic, BrooksCubic.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, the reality is that many of the things that we're talking about have a lot to do with each other, okay? Whether you're overcoming an obstacle Your genetic potential is just another obstacle, or what you perceive your genetic potential to be is just another obstacle. So all the same steps, techniques apply to both of these discussions. If you have an obstacle, you must first make peace with the fact that you've got some work ahead of you. Unless you just don't want it that bad, and then admit it to yourself that you don't want it that bad, and then step away from it and do something else. But if you want it bad enough, admit that you've got this work ahead of you. And then set a goal for yourself. In my case, okay, I'm not back squatting right now, so I don't have back squats to look at as a demarcation point for my current strength before my injury. But my deadlift was 550, and I was using a power. Do you know what a power squat machine is, Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
The last time I trained, I did 720 pounds for three good solid deep reps as my sixth working set in the power squat. So what I need to get back to is a 550-pound deadlift and a 720-pound power squat. That's where I need to go right now. Those are the benchmarks for if I've regained my strength. It's going to be a year before I can even endeavor that kind of weight in most cases. So I have to resign myself to the fact that I'm going to have to do other things in the meantime. And even in the area of leg training, I'm going to have to do rehab work. And I'm going to set those goals now. I'm going to say, okay, in 16 months, I want to be back to that level of performance. And that's what I'm going to move towards. So regardless of whether I say, well, my genetic potential is this, or as a result of my injury, my genetic potential has been derailed, or whatever the argument you want to make, I have a goal, I have a realistic time frame, and now it's a matter of taking the first step and walking home. Chime in.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, everything that you're saying is, here's what you're doing. You've learned how to set goals and how to achieve those goals. And now you're just moving that same mindset and that same approach, which is a problem-solving approach, you're moving that to the injury and the rehab. That's all you're doing. And you know, that what that does, that illustrates one of the incredible benefits of physical training, and I think this is why I like the term physical culture. If you set goals and you learn to work towards them and you learn to achieve them through persistent hard work and effort, it changes you.
Yeah.
It makes you a person that understands how to achieve goals and how to overcome obstacles. Because achieving a goal is nothing more than smashing through the obstacles between you and the goal. Overcoming obstacles basically is the same thing as achieving a goal. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same mindset. And that's why you've got sports champions that, you know, you've got the classic story of overcoming adversity. They lose, but they come back. They're injured, but they come back. You know, somehow they find a way to win. That's the, you know, the classic sports story that we all love. And we see it over and over and over. And it's all based on that championship mindset, that championship thinking, which is goal-oriented, moving towards the goal, learning how to achieve the goal, overcoming obstacles, you know. That, and when you teach yourself how to do that as part of your physical training, you know, you just become unstoppable, not only in the physical training arena, but in all other aspects of life.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful gift.
Yeah. Talk to me real quick before we end the interview. You have been training for some Olympic lifting. How's that going?
It's going well. I am working really hard on developing a high level of technical proficiency in the Olympic lifts. And the challenges, Carl, are it's a hard thing to learn how to do as an older lifter. You know, Olympic lifting is like gymnastics. You want to learn it when you're younger. Much harder to learn when you're older, but it's not impossible. And so what you do is you learn how to perform the lifts, how to train them. It requires a lot of drilling, a lot of practice, you know, which a lot of people don't like to do because it's doing
hard work.
Well, it's hard work, but it's doing the same thing over and over and over. But I like that. I like to focus on something, and I like to work on it until I'm really, really good at it. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, you're also working on strength and speed and power. You have to work on flexibility an awful lot. Olympic weightlifting requires tremendous flexibility. And, you know, all of that is good, fun stuff. It's a challenge. It's different than the powerlifting that I did when I was younger. But that's fine because I like new challenges. And, so I'm working towards that and it's a fun thing. I've got goals and I'm working towards the goals, and it's the same mindset that we've been talking about through the whole show.
And really, and that's the beauty of all this, okay? So the same, mindset, the same techniques apply to both areas. So whether you're just trying to achieve a goal or your goal is, overcoming an obstacle, it's still a goal. And in the words of Coach Dan John, the goal is to keep the goal, the goal. Too many people shift. They lose sight of the goal. They can only hold on to it for 6 days, 6 weeks, and it needs to be held on longer. The goal should be held on to until you achieve it and not a moment sooner. So anyway, Brooks, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hey, my pleasure, Carl.
Okay, take care.
Hang in.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Good luck with those hamstrings, man.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm hoping to have surgery next week. I've already got a plan and I'm going to have to wear a splint. I'm going to be on crutches for a while. It's going to make moving around, driving and stuff like that difficult. But I will be at the gym training any way that I can, my upper body. That's it.
And just remember, difficult is not impossible.
That's right. That's right. All right. Take care, Brooks.
You too.
All right. So there you have it. Hopefully, those of you who are struggling with, overcoming obstacles right now, can get a little something from the discussion. Thank you so much for listening. I think tomorrow is Subversity Science Roundup. I could be wrong. But anyway, we'll see you. No, actually, I think it's not tomorrow. That's the next Thursday. We have another show planned for tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It's interesting what...